brothers and sisters and respected guests, friends, Sunday school scholars. At this time, we'll consider Romans chapter 2. In verse 1, we're told, "Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things." And this is a continuance of chapter 1, and we've seen the list of evil works listed there. And I believe that he's speaking here of the responsibility as well as that was placed upon those who knew the law of Moses and were the keepers of it. But the apostle is speaking to a man that has the knowledge of God's law, that casts judgment upon others for breaking God's law, while he himself is breaking those same laws. And this reminds me of what Jesus said in Matthew 7, in verses 1 through 5. He says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." We must be very careful that we don't fall into this same situation. The idea is that we should be mindful of what we are doing our own self. We should be busy judging our own faults, knowing that we are no better than another, and that we all sin and come short of God's glory. Certainly, we can see the hypocrisy of judging others for their actions when we are doing the same evil things. Remember the case whenever during Jesus' ministry, whenever a harlot was brought before him, caught in the very act, and he said, "Whosoever is without sin, cast the first stone." And no one cast a stone, but one by one left the scene. And Jesus himself was the only one that could cast that stone, and he didn't. He told her to go and sin no more. In verse 2, "But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things? And doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?" In verse 2 and 3 shows that God will not hold us guiltless for this kind of behavior. He that judges another for sin that he is guilty of would surely be in a worse position than he that he is judging. In verse 4, we recognize God's love and mercy to all that call on him in an acceptable manner. It says, "Or despisest thou the riches of the goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" Forgiveness is there for all of us if we repent and ask for it through our Savior's name. When we judge, we must judge the way that God shows us to. We are told by our Lord Jesus in the prayer, "Forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us." God shows mercy to the merciful, and God is merciful, long-suffering, and forbearing. And we must be the same. God would have that all men be saved, and He has no delight in the death of the wicked. Verse 5 shows what we are doing to ourselves if we do not acknowledge our sin, repent, and seek forgiveness. But after thy hardness and an impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. This verse shows what will happen to us if we don't show mercy and forbearance to others. We are in effect storing up the wrath of God upon ourselves in the day of judgment, especially if we are guilty of those same sins. In verse 6 he says, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile." Every man will have to answer for what he has done or what he has not done. He alone will be held accountable and responsible for his own works. If we continue in well-doing, we will receive glory, honor, and immortality. He says, "Of the Jew first, and also to the Gentile, for there is no respect of person with God." God will judge according to the heart and motive, without partiality, on an individual basis. "For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law." It is important to note that those who sin without the law will perish, and those who sin in the law will be judged. A man cannot be held accountable for that which he doesn't know, and he is like the beast that perish. But those that know the law, whether they do it or not, will be held accountable, and they will be judged. "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." We cannot be satisfied to hear the law only. We must both hear it and apply it to our lives. Faith without works is dead, being alone. We must have a working faith. A working faith that is about our Father's business, as Jesus did. Thus, justification by faith must be followed by works of faith and a manifestation of the righteousness of God, as is seen in the perfect character of Christ. "For when the Gentiles have not the law, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also being bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel, behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, and a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast a form of knowledge, and of the truth of the law, of the truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that savest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law through breaking the law, dishonorest God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written, For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not the uncircumcision which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge ye who by the letter in circumcision does transgress the law? For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Paul teaches that salvation may be attained through faith, and the works which are the product of faith. And faith must be predominant. If godly works are not performed upon the basis of faith and through love for Yahweh, rather than through the compulsion of the law, then such works are vain and empty. This becomes a religion that is powerless to save. It's not a matter of performing or obeying the law out of a mechanical obedience, but from the love and faith of God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Therefore, those who seek justification must seek the righteousness which is of faith.